Hey, how you doing, everybody? I don't like to use this station. I've never used this station as something to prompt anything other than God's word, because that's the only reason why we're here. We were created in the wombs of our moms for God's glory. It was a miracle. We were conceived as a miracle. But every now and then, something in the natural hits me, and I'll probably just be using you as a sounding board. Because it relates to God's word, and things get me scratching my head. Like a few years back, I immediately got on because I was so frustrated at a group of men at an airlines wouldn't let my wife use the restroom, and she had to she couldn't wait, so we had to go in the parking lot. You take it from there, and I went back and I got into them men. So they ought to be ashamed of themselves. You got a woman the age of a grandmother, and you wouldn't let her use a restroom. Absolutely disgusting. And I told them, man, they just disgust me all. Well, I got another situation. I just got off with my daughter. She's up in Pennsylvania. It's 95 degrees, and she Airbnbs a house. And obviously, people are on vacation. They pay good money. And things happen. And the air conditioner went out like 5 hours before the new guests were supposed to come. They call the air conditioner guy. And he goes up there. And he says it needs new ductwork. A little bit of new ductwork. Which, if you're handy at all, you know that's not reinventing the wheel at all. You buy a little ductwork, you cut it out, and you tape it in. No big deal. You can use some elephant trunk or some tin or whatever you want. But anyway, his excuse is, "I'm not doing it today. It's too hot up there." So here's an air conditioner guy, whose job is to keep people cool. My daughter just puts a $16,000 system in there. Tenants come in within 4 hours. And he doesn't, this is a worker, and he doesn't want to do the job because it's too hot in the attic. You know, sometimes you have to use your brains. Granted, it might be 120 degrees up there. You know what you do? You get a wet towel full of ice, wrap it around your neck. You bring two or three cold glasses of water. And you work for about 15, 20 minutes, you back off, you do it all again. You just don't give in when your job's air conditioning and say it's too hot. You know, I've kind of had it because it's accumulation of things where I've seen our men totally be effeminated, masculated, castrated, whatever term you want to use. I'm not saying I'm a George Patton or anything, but... For one reason, this is why I like the sport of football. I could care less about the stupid game, getting first downs or kickoffs or winning or any of that. No, I like it because it's 100 degrees out there. You got a helmet on. You got shoulder pads on. It's miserable. It's horrible. It's nasty. You got a coach yelling at you. You got to be disciplined on when to move, what the play is. It's all about raising young men. I could care about the game itself. But I love the game for that aspect, to toughen a kid up. Excuse me, I was doing yard work and I got sweat all in my eye. You know, this does relate to God's word, talking about trials and tribulations. I can see why God doesn't want murmurers and complainers or whiners, and God forgive me. But that's what this is. An air conditioning guy won't do the job on an air conditioner for the customer that's paid $16,000 for the unit, knowing that a guest is coming into the house in 4 hours because it's too hot. What happens if we go to war, gang? What happens if we go to, what if the spiritual world manifests itself in the natural world? We got a bunch of men like this. Now, I know the war is probably never going to be guns or bullets anymore. It's probably going to be either drones or it's going to be diseases. bullets and hand-to-hand combat are probably going to be non-existent, at least in the near future. It'll all be computerized and it'll blanket kill a ton of us. Whatever the Lord wants, sudden death, sudden glory. But the moral to everything I'm saying is that, particularly if you're a parent or a grandparent, don't be soft on your kids. I'm not talking about being an idiot. Include patience in everything that you do. But teach your kid how to deal with things. Now, you know, I am just a father here, so I'm not sticking my nose in. And I wish somebody would, because I immediately call the manager and say, what on earth's going on here? You ought to be ashamed of yourself for even making an excuse like that. It's absolutely ridiculous. Plus, it's only 88 degrees out. It's not like it's 120. Sometimes you go through 14-day spells of, 92, 93 degrees plus. So, you know, the Lord tells us to endure. Is endurance easy? No. The Lord tells us to resist. Is resistance easy? No. He tells us to wrestle. That's not, you know, good either. He tells us not to get entangled. That's a fight. He tells us it's a narrow gate. So, in other words, it's a tight squeeze. So, we better, Christian, get used to, especially the softy Christians, where life is all about a pew, a choir, a songbook, et cetera, et cetera. Actually, it's all garbage. It's all garbage because life is the testing pattern to get you hard. It's where you die to the flesh. It's where you choose good over evil. Life. The building in the one-day-a-week gathering is just basically to have fun, meet your fellow man. But as far as using the stuff, it's out in the world. Yes, it's out in the world. Not under nice, beautiful little conditions where everybody's prim and proper. That's the problem. That's the problem. The church grew during the book of Acts when they were under persecution. If you got caught being a Christian, guess what? You became munchies to some lion. That's how the church grows. And that's how you and I grow. Maybe not necessarily right now persecution, but through the trials of life, you got to suffer through them. Just like this thing. This thing has actually become my trial. Now, I can't lose it over this, but I could at least see. I can see what's going on. I can see even the manifestation of our young men in the workforce. Not a muscle on their body. Probably the only thing, you know, they got going for them in many cases, not all, is their thumbs working those little video games or watching disgusting things, taking their times and destroying their brains on the cell phone. Well, I'm about done. Real life experience. And gang, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the trial of your faith is more precious than gold that perishes. He needs it. We need the trials to burn off the dross. Gold and silver are not anything till it gets heated and the junk gets burnt off of it. You got to separate the garbage from the solid gold and silver. And that's what these trials do. So God bless you in your personal trial. And I'm sure everybody here or listening to me or within a shout can relate to what I'm saying. So God bless you and amen.